Blog Talk Radio.
I have seen this a million times. What's lost is eventually found. Trials and hard times turned upside down. Like a flower fertilized with a dove from a cow. And with this knowledge I have learned that salvation cannot be earned. And though many bridges even more after I failed, meeting me when I think I can't make it, to say that even he had to go through some hate. And with this knowledge I have learned that salvation cannot be earned. And though many bridges I have burned, God is waiting for me to turn.
Good evening and welcome once again to Maintain Ministries Presents. I am Evangelist Donna Holmes, and I am grateful, privileged, and thankful for another time to share in the Word with you tonight and to pray and to give glory to our God, for He alone is worthy. And I'm very thankful for another opportunity to just to lift His name and to partake and to share what His word is speaking unto us today. And I'm very thankful that you've tuned in. For those of you who are listening, I thank God for you. And I do ask God's blessings upon you. And we're going to pray and we're going to get right into the word. Father God, I say thank you, Lord. Thank you for another time in your presence, oh God. Thank you for another day and another week, another day's journey, Lord God, to come into your presence, to come full circle to the place in which you've intended us, Lord Father. You've allowed us to start out and come right back around to the place in which you've intended for us, Lord God. And I just ask that you just bless your children tonight. I thank you for their lives. I thank you for their health and their strength, oh God. I ask your blessings upon their families, oh God, and everything that concerns their lives, their homes, their workplaces, all the things that they possess, Lord God, everything that is a care and is a concern for them. I just ask that the very presence of the Almighty God rest upon it, Lord God, that their hearts may trust in you and see your hand move mightily on their behalf, Lord God. Continue to cover and strengthen us. Give us everything that we have need of, Lord God, that we may function in you, not so much the material things, but the spiritual things, the emotional presence of mind, Lord God, to be able to call on the name of the Lord, that our strength may be made full, Lord, because you alone are God. You are rich in mercy and grace, and yet it is you who is calling us and raising us up as a people who are called by your name to do all things according to your will. I say thank you, Lord God, and I just ask your blessings upon our lives and upon this moment. In Jesus' name, amen. And praise God once again to you. Praise God, and I thank God for you, and I just thank God for His Word. His Word is so rich. It's not a time that we can't just open the Word and just see the richness of the presence of life, the life of God, and the life that He intends for us to live and to share and to express as He has created us to be. His children, to be like Him. As our Father, we are to resemble who He is. And so as His children, we are to actually emulate and imitate His presence on our lives and to express our living as His children. And so I found it a little disheartening as we observe in today's time how easily the people of God are so easily tricked and find themselves at a place where they're consumed with the idea of what holiness is or what the presence of God is or what their own opinions and thinking of what God is, so much so that it is that very thing that dupes those who are of God, those who are called by the name of the Lord, or those who say that they are, can find themselves in a trap, caught up in a scam, and find themselves in a place where they didn't expect themselves to be. But a lot of times what that is just plain greed. Greed causes the body of Christ to get tripped up every time. Just like anybody else, if you want something bad enough, you'll fall for anything because it sounds good, it looks good, and because you want it. You can find yourself scammed in a heartbeat. And it's just sad to see that happening in the body of Christ. Because of all people, we should know better. We should have a stronger sense of discernment. And especially in the body of Christ, where there are so many leaders, there are so many people. And yet in the city that I live, there are so many churches. And yet we have churches on every corner, but I don't understand why there's not more people who are serving the Lord. You got all of these places that people can come in and worship God, but is that really what is going on and taking place on the inside? And if so, why is it there not more people who have come to God? There is a need for more people who are walking this earth every day on the outside of the house of God, who need God, and yet they have nothing to do with the Lord. But you got a church on every corner. You got an apostle or somebody who puts apostle, the tag apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher on their name, and yet you have so many people carrying these titles, and yet you have so many people who are yet lost, yet without God, who have no knowledge or understanding of who God is, not even the basic, simple things. And I find that so sad, just in communicating with people on a regular basis, just the simple, basic principles of who Christ Jesus is as Lord and Savior, the Son of the living God, created and sent into the earth to be our blood atonement. And not only that, but to walk. He walked in our midst as God Himself, living amongst humans and teaching us who God is by His very presence. And yet we have an earth created by God so full and so rich and so many people who are without Him, who have no knowledge of Him, have no understanding of Him. And it's so sad. And I believe that is the call and the cry of the heart of God. God is calling us as the people of God. If we say we are of God, we are required and commissioned to go out into all the world and preach the gospel, to share the word of the Lord, to share with God, share with people the word of God, and to share your experiences and your testimonies of how you came into the knowledge of God. And them and their heart can be pricked or come to an understanding or find God attractive enough to even seek Him out for themselves. We have so many in the earth who lack just a basic understanding. And it saddens my heart, and I know it saddens God, because it's just at a time now where things are so crucial. Everything is, it means something right now. Everything in the earth, everything that's going on means something. And we, as a people of God, are responsible and are held accountable for our actions and our part in what it is we do in this earth, in this lifetime, and the things concerning God and God's people. And so I'm just going to read a short portion of scripture in Jeremiah, verse 23. And I'm going to read it out of the NIV just for a little clarity. I suggest, you know, in your personal time that if you find time, please read the entire chapter of Jeremiah chapter 23, because it's such a rich word, such a powerful word, as is the entire word of God. But this particular portion of scripture just kind of jumped out at me. Jeremiah chapter 23 and verse 1 says, "Woe to the shepherds who are destroying and scattering the sheep of my pasture, declares the Lord. Therefore, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says to the shepherds who tend my people. Because you have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not bestowed care on them, I will bestow punishment on you for the evil you have done, declares the Lord. I myself will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the countries where I have driven them and will bring them back to their pasture, where they will be fruitful and increase in number. I will place shepherds over them who will tend them, and they will no longer be afraid or terrified, nor will any be missing, declares the Lord. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up to David a righteous branch," and this is describing Christ, "a king who will reign wisely and do what is just and right in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. This is the name by which he will be called, the Lord, our righteousness." In verse number 7, "So then the days are coming, declares the Lord, when the people will no longer say, as surely as the Lord lives, who brought the Israelites out of Egypt, but they will say, as surely as the Lord lives, who brought the descendants of Israel up out of the land of the north and out of all the countries where he had banished them, then they will live in their own land." And it goes on. I just want to read this extra part here. "The lying prophets. Concerning the prophets, my heart is broken within me. All my bones tremble. I am like a drunken man, like a man overcome by wine because of the Lord and his holy words. The land is full of adulterers. Because of the curses, the land lies parched, and the pastures in the desert are withered. The prophets follow an evil course and use their power unjustly. Both prophet and priest are godless. Even in my temple, I find their wickedness, declares the Lord. Therefore, their path will become slippery. They will be banished to darkness, and there they will fall. I will bring disaster on them in the year they are punished, declares the Lord." And I'll stop right there. It's just such a crucial time in the time that we're living right now, such a sensitive time. In the spirit of the Lord, in the presence of the Lord, in the atmosphere in which we're living, where we have so many people who are operating in such spiritual giftings as apostles and prophets, and they're declaring that they have this this gift and this title given to them by God, but they are saying things that God has not instructed them to say. They are doing things that God has not instructed them to do. And not only that, they are tampering with the very souls upon which God has held them accountable for. And in a time where the earth is shaking and being shaken, and so many who are unbelievers still, it is a sad thing to see the people who declare that they walk in the name of the Lord, and they draw attention to themselves because of the things that they do, their actions, their words, and all the drama and the dramatics that come along with it. And they draw attention. They are able to attract a type of people who like to be entertained, or who are drawn to the performance aspect of what they consider ministry, and are easily stimulated because of the things that can stimulate the flesh, whether it be music or whether it be a certain tone of voice or whatever the case may be, that people find themselves attracted. This is how the enemy tricks the people all the time. And this is what's happening in our church. And God is sad because these are his shepherds that he has allowed to be placed over his flock of people, not to mention those who are not in the fold, who will come. It's those that are right now, God is ready to draw. The harvest is ripe. And to be drawn into a place by a shyster or somebody who would use and mishandle the word of God for their own benefit, not realizing that they are tampering with the very souls of people who God has called and who is raised up and who he is raising up to carry on in the things of the Lord. This earth is crying out for the people of God to rise up. It's time out for all of this other stuff, these temporary things, this way of ministry that carries all of this materialistic and glittery, unbelievable, unnecessary baggage with it. That's not ministry. That is motivation. Those things motivate you to go after them. But in the end, when you have everything that you can only begin to imagine, when you have all the stuff, it's not going to be the thing that gets you into the presence of the Lord. When God is calling you into his presence, he is not calling you with your car. He is not calling you with your outfit. He is not calling you with your hairdo. He's not calling you with your shoes. He's calling you with your heart and your heart alone to come before him and him only, the place where he can minister to you deep within your very being, that place that he can reach and touch and communicate with. This stuff, these outwardly things, this outward appearance, this surface, everything that can be washed away in an instant, as we are seeing happening around our world regularly. The wind can blow, God can send a mighty wind, and everything can be wiped out. And the only thing that you may or may not be left with is your life. The only one you get, the only one you have to offer God. It's time now, as the people, especially leaders of God, to rise up and do a check on your spirit, because God is very, very much aware of what his leaders are doing and what they are instructing the people of God to do. And he knows what's worthwhile and what's meaningful and what's not. He sees the heart. He knows his intent on the hearts of man, and he knows his intent in ministry and those who are really fully operating and worshiping and really yielding their lives to him and who really desire him with everything that they have within them. Those are the ones who are being criticized the most, to want God more than thing is almost non-existent, because you have people who want things more than they want God. But in the end, you have one life. You have one experience in this lifetime. You have one heart to offer unto God. And it's time to line up and yield yourself, yield your members to the presence of the Lord and allow him to come in. All of these fake preachers and all of these things that are going on in the body of Christ is sad. It's just such a sad, sad situation. It's heart-wrenching and it's heartbreaking. It's to be expected in the world. The world, it offers nothing but the temporary. That's to be expected. But at a time now when we're living in a time where people don't even know the basics about who Jesus is, who don't even know the basics of who God is in their lives, who can take the Bible and read maybe one or two scriptures and form a opinion, an entire opinion, and live on that only. When you have this whole book filled with the presence of God and his understanding and his wisdom, people are being manipulated because of their need for stuff, or their need to control, or their need to inflict their opinion upon people. People of God, please take the time to know God for yourself. Please take the time to read the Word of God for yourself. Don't put your dependency upon people, because it's these very people who will lead you astray, cause your heart to be broken, will leave you in the desert place, and you will still be crying out to God for a refreshing, the very place you should have been in the first place. We put too much confidence in men. We put too much confidence and responsibility on somebody else to know for us what we need to know ourselves. This is my heart's cry for you tonight. And I know this is the Lord, because it's been such a heavy place on my heart today. And I just pray God would just enlighten us and give us an understanding, open the eyes of our understanding, that we would be enlightened into who he is. This world is so blind right now. And I just ask God to open our eyes, open our hearts, and open our understanding so that we will no longer be led astray. And Father, I thank you right now, Lord, for who you are. You are Lord, and you are God, and you are King. I praise you with everything in me, O God. And I thank you for your love and your kindness and your mercy towards us. You are more than merciful. You are gracious beyond all understanding, O God. And I say thank you, God, for your tender long-suffering. You are the divine long-suffering. Nobody could have the patience with us as you have. You are the divine long-suffering who, as each day is allowed us, gives us another opportunity to get it right. And this is my prayer, Lord God. We'll never know fully until the day that we are before you. But Lord God, in this time, it is my prayer that you bless my brothers and my sisters tonight to come into an understanding, come into a desire for you, your presence, to come into a place of sincere worship unto the Lord God Almighty, not just to sing a song because the melody is beautiful, but to have a heart for you that desires you, to worship you in everything that concerns us with every fiber of our being. Lord, I thank you for your love. I thank you for your compassion. I thank you for your love that fails not, your compassions that fail not. You are the Lord Most High. Glory to God. And I thank you, Lord. And I just ask your hand to touch us tonight. Touch us with a refreshing and a restirring and a renewing for our hearts to be towards you. Lord God, you are the Lord God Almighty. In Deuteronomy 10, Your word says, you shall fear the Lord your God. You shall serve him, and to him you shall hold fast. Glory to your name, Lord God. It's you, Lord God, I seek and I cry out unto on behalf of my brothers and sisters tonight. I thank you for loving us more than we could ever begin to understand. Your love is manifest in the very presence of who you are in Christ. And I thank you, Lord God, for loving us. And I just ask you to bless your children tonight. Cover them, Lord God, in their journeys. Wherever they are in this place in your life, Lord, bless them. Bless them mightily. Bless them richly with your awesome hand. And I give you all the glory, Lord Father, and I encourage them to turn to you. And this is my prayer tonight. And I thank you, oh God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Be encouraged, my brother. Be encouraged, my sister. Please know that God loves you. He loves you with an everlasting love that cannot be changed. And more than anything, he wants you to know that love and know that I love you too. Good night.
Even words to describe just how great you are in all your majesty. You continually provide for me. There just isn't anything that you can't do. Lord, I've seen the more because you are.
You are the sovereign God.
Sovereign God, and you're bigger than all.
Bigger than all my problems.
Every.
And every situation.
There
is nothing hard
for the sovereign. So I will put every situation into your capable hands. I don't have to know the plan because you are
the Father.